What if you could predict your future? Does this seem too good to be true? It can be done. All it takes is using your mind to give thought to how you want your future to look. What is it that you want to see? How do you want to be? And how do you want your life to go? These questions can be answered by you. This isn't about manifesting, it is about creating. If you want to be healthier, speak to your future healthy self and tell her, what are you doing today to help her be healthier? You want to be happier? What is it that you can tell your future self you are doing today to create a feeling of being happy? Thinner, richer, more of something, or less of anything at all? Dear future self, here's what I am doing today to support you. In this podcast, Dear Future Self, based on the book by the same name, author Susan Axelrod, the Confidence Coach, interviews women who understand the benefit of speaking out what they want for their lives. Why is this important? Because speaking to your future self supports you here and now. What would you say to your future self? Hello, friends. Susan Axelrod here, the Confidence Coach. What I would say to my future self is keep doing the inner work. It is hard sometimes, but oh, it will be so worth it. Thank you for joining me here today on this very important podcast series. I have learned that you can, in fact, predict your future, but only if you learn what it means to be present. And I had to learn it the hard way over years of a journey that included therapy and work and progress and failure. That's what it takes sometimes just to be in a well life. That's what most of us want. Dear future self, I am doing everything I can in my power so that you will be well, healthy, and happy. This podcast is based on my latest book called Dear Future Self. I love this book. I pick it up periodically and read things through it. I truly do. I use it in my own work with my clients, and I use it to keep myself grounded. Today, I opened up to the chapter called What Happens When You Bare Your Soul? And I read this. Consider facing the specters from your past, seeing them as the weeds that are growing indiscriminately, destroying your conscious self and creating the unconscious being you have become. Is this who you want to be now? Is this who you are now? Is this the way you want to live the remainder of your life? All this and more is going to be discussed in today's conversation with my dear friend, colleague, mentor, coach, and sometimes client, Cornelia Stephanie. Hello, friend. Good to have you here today. Welcome to this important discussion. How are you?
I'm so good. Thank you so much for having me here. Before we came on today, I was just telling you in the green room that you are an exceptional, amazing being. That you are an advanced being and that you are continuously working on yourself, continuously growing, continuously looking at the things that hold you back. And that is such an inspiration to us all. So I want to thank you today for being you. And also, while I'm there, saying thank you to you is thank you for being a sponsor in the KS Media Group app, our number one sponsor. People can learn more about you by checking out the homepage there. Go to the Google Store, go to the Play Store, go to the App Store, download the KS Media app, and check out Susan on the homepage because she continuously keeps shining her real self out, her authentic self out. Thank you so much, Susan.
Thank you. Should I end the podcast discussion now?
We can go home.
Thank you so much. I want to take this opportunity again to say out loud for all the world to hear that I share my values through my giving. And that's why I became a sponsor for the KS Media Group app, because it is media to help you feel positive and inspired. And this podcast series is one of the things that you can hear on the app and so much more. So I encourage people to do just that. So Cornelia, in my current iteration of self, I have gotten here by growing to working with people with whom I am in great, happy, positive, productive synergy. And I'm so happy and grateful to have you as a guest on this show today. I want to let people know that as I was putting this book together, I put out a request to many dozens of women I've been in touch with over the years, and about a dozen responded with their own Dear Future Self quotes. So Cornelia, I'm going to read your quote in the book, and then we'll discuss it on the other side. Here is what you said. My future self is now. The eternal now is your future self. The future of love is now. The self and love of self and future is now. The past has been released and loved free. And the future is nothing more than the continuation of today, this sacred now. This sacred moment is all there is. Bring your future self into the now and into the next now. Time keeps on slipping into the now. My future self is now. So I want to ask you, what was on your mind when you wrote this quote, and where did it come from in you?
So, you know, because I have been working with energy and becoming my true self and always looking at what I can release and what I can let go of, one of the things is that healing the past and letting go of the past, you know, as you're like, you're listening to me right now, you're fully present and fully aware right now. There may be a part where you're thinking about something in the past or you're thinking about something in the future. So where do we put our energy? Well, when we're fully present in the now, in the now, in this now moment, that is where true freedom lies. And that is all part of my ascended living, if you will, thriving in the now moment, you know, because you and I and so many others healing our shadows, healing our past, healing our core wounding, healing our traumas, healing the pain that we've endured in this lifetime with our consciousness and the deep inner work that we're doing, that, you know, once the past, like I said in the quote, is released and let go, then, okay, that's great. So now those things are gone. They have been released. They have been realized what that pain was all about so that we can move on. And the future, like I said in the quote, is nothing more than a continuation of right this moment, right now. And because it is about the consciousness that we bring into this now moment, right now, that will create the future. It'll create the next now. It'll create the next now. And in our evolving humanity, you know, timelines are collapsing. Everything is in the now. Everything is in the now. The new earth is in the now. Everything is happening now. That the past is gone. Even what we did yesterday, even what we had for dinner last night, it's all gone. And, you know, and the future is, again, a continuation of something that will happen tomorrow. But the real freedom is right here and right now.
I mean, I love this. This is where true freedom lies. Mm-hmm. The freedom is in now. Mm-hmm. Arguably, I can't think of what people want more than to feel free in their lives. And that is free from the ties that bind us, free from the old constructs, free from, you know, the chains which have bound us, but also free from the perseveration of thoughts that we have, and especially free from the worries of the future, of anything beyond the now.
Yeah, because if we're spending too much time in the future, always thinking of being in the future instead of being here now, you're going to be exhausted because your energy is not here right now, right? It is about being here now and collapsing, if you will, you know, those timelines yourself and bringing that full presence. You know what it's like, even like right now, when you and I being here together and we're fully 100% present with each other, how much healing is happening, how much love is happening, how much awareness is happening, what it is that is rippling out into the world, that we are, the frequency that we're emitting from this space. When I was thinking about being on your show today, being on this podcast today, I thought about this, the quote, and this is how I live my life. So this is all part of it. And also, it reminded me of a quote that I wrote. It's more of a little poem that I wrote in my book about this particular thing. Because you asked, you know, what was I thinking about? And again, it was just an extension of something that I was already in the process, because it's all energy. It's all energy. We're all energy. If we are energy managers, managing our energy, then we know how to work with the future. We know how to work with the past. We know how to bring it all into the now. And let me also say that part of our future self, you know, we could put a slash next to it. We could say future self, and we could say becoming, because we're always becoming. We're always becoming, right? So I think that part is part of that as well, because we're evolving. We're evolving and we're becoming. We're always moving forward, right?
Or if we're not, we're in stuckness.
Yeah.
We're stuck, right? We're stalled. We feel stale and we get stuck.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like, you know, nowadays, you know, if you're living on planet Earth, you're either going to evolve, kicking and screaming, or, you know, you're not gonna be here, because we must evolve, because we're too smart, we're too aware, we're too conscious. We're too awake. That's why the podcast that you and I are doing about living beyond the core wounds, what will we do now with our energy when we've healed the traumas of our past? Again, releasing the past and letting go of the past. And that is all part of this now moment, because we're doing it in the now, right? Mm-hmm. We can go back to any past life and heal the wound, heal the condition, heal whatever was there that caused us pain with our consciousness today. That's why I'm saying, you know, we're evolving, and people either, you know, what are we evolving to? Freedom, prosperity, unity, consciousness, compassion. You know, those are the qualities. Those are the qualities that we are evolving into, and now we must act them out. But I want to read this to you, Susan.
Oh, go ahead.
So this is in my book called Peace, the Flip Side to Anger, which is how I use my emotions to heal my body and my life, and how you can too. This one is available. And it, you know, I published this book back in 2015, but it's interesting because here it is, Heaven on Earth, Chapter 10. But before that, there's that quote. It's called Time time is art. Time is art. Time keeps on slipping into the now. The point of power is always in the present moment. Susan, it's going to be on page 81.
Okay, got it.
The point of power is always in the present moment, the conscious present now moment. With no consciousness, energy in the past, because you've released all the past from your physical body and from your experience, with no consciousness, energy in the future, which doesn't exist. In the future, you're always looking for something that you think that you will get when you get there. I love that one. Yep. In the future, you're always looking for something that you think that you will get when you get there.
That's a good one.
In the future, you'll be happy. You will have succeeded. You will have your relationship and you will have your abundance. You will be happy in the future. But we could say that, right? You keep projecting the energy into the future, which is an illusion and keeps you from experiencing the absolute truth that can be experienced in the present, that can only be experienced in the present moment. Bring it all into the now moment. This is the place for freedom, joy, and abundance, power, creation, and manifestation. Bring your conscious awareness into the now moment where you merge with your humanity, which is the earth, and bring your divinity, which is heaven, and is where you meet yourself. Now you do that every conscious now moment, and you are heaven on earth.
Mm. I love, I love in the future, you're always looking for something that you think you will get when you get to there. And I love every conscious now moment. I wanted to say again the words that you know, sometimes when we talk, Cornelia, recently it happened to me. I did a video and somebody in my own group said, "What do you mean by soul retrieval?"
Yeah.
I was like, "Oh, thank you for asking." So you talked about collapsing the timelines. What does this mean? It means that we're collapsing, you know, from the past and from the future to now, you know, this conscious now moment, as you said. And that really is the thesis of my dear future self concept, which is, you know, it's not really about the future. You can, like on the back of the book, I say, you know, you can predict your future, but only by being in exactly what your quote talked about, you know, in the now. So collapsing the timelines, that's what we're talking about here. Collapsing the timelines, coming to the now and going forward. Talking about evolving to freedom, prosperity, unity, consciousness, compassion. We must evolve, and we can only evolve by understanding, you know, what you say in your quote, this sacred moment is all there is. It is now and evolving. And then what happens you can come into your consciousness and say, you know, who do I want to be? How do I want to be in this moment? We were in the green room again. We were talking about how it is we want to be in humanity and what it is that we want to share.
Yeah, it's so true. Because even, you know, like, that's why I love your books, by the way, Susan, all your books, all your they're just so, you know, they're so handy, they're so wise, and they're so to the point, and they're beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You know, they're gorgeous. But to use this future self as a tool to you merging with who you are already, with you merging, right? Merging with who you are. What is it that you want to create? Because basically that's what you're saying with the dear future self is, what is it that you want to create? Because you said prediction, you're constantly creating. What is it that you want to create? And I don't think there's anything more powerful right now, especially at this time, these times that we're in. Here we are, it's at, you know, middle of April 2023. And I call this year the demolition year, you know, like really letting go everything, you know, that's not sustainable, that's not true to our future. as a whole is going to be released and let go, because we are evolving into a sustainable, a loving, a uniting humanity. So whatever that is for each of us in our individual lives. And then in the next few years, it's really about then rebuilding and sustaining. So, you know, right now, I was talking about this recently. I created this meme like years back, like you create your tools years ago. So I created this meme years back. I have to find it and bring it back out. But it is of the earth. So it's the globe. And then there's this yellow sign across the globe, the kind of the, you know, when you're driving down the road and you see
construction or warning.
Okay. Yeah, it's that. And it says under construction.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what's happening. So I there isn't a more important time right now than to connect with your future now, with your future self, so that you can really let go of everything that is from your past, that you can release with ease, because, you know, the cosmos and our momentum right now that is moving forward, our evolution, everything is supporting us so that we can really move into our creative powers and build and sustain in our new earth living. In higher vibrational ways of living and being, because we're taking our physical body from that third dimensional density into that heaven on earth, because that's where the consciousness is, right?
So I want to, again, say some of the language again, because I think, you know, we're both coaches and healers, and there's so many people who come to us and find us who just feel, I wrote down stale, stalled, or stuck. And when you say, you said we can move from this into conscious vibration. And I want to talk about, you know, this idea of feeling stale, stalled, or stuck. What do you do to evolve? You said we must evolve.
We do.
And then I have an arrow. These are my notes to move into conscious vibration. So the vibration is what you're putting off, what you're putting off. You talked about emitting frequency and what you're putting off, what people around you feel and experience from what? From what's inside you. In your own quote, the language that you're using is the sacred now. You said the future of love is now, the self of love and love of self. So you're really invoking love. You're invoking self. You're invoking the sacred. And time keeps on slipping into the now. Yeah. Yeah. And this is so important for people to understand, like you said, exactly right now.
Yeah. And to really, you know, in this now moment, you may not perceive in your reality, like Susan said, you might feel stuck or whatever, but then you can use your consciousness to say, I am stuck. I am, and I'm going to get unstuck. I'm releasing the stuckness from my life. I'm tired of this. I'm releasing the stuckness. I'm releasing these blocks. I'm letting go of these limitations. I'm tired of playing small. I'm releasing this. I'm letting go of this. What, this patterning has followed me in so many areas in my life, and now I'm ready to let it go. I'm ready to evolve. I'm ready to merge with my future self, who I really came here to be, not the small self, not the wounded self, not the low self-worth possibly that you might have been born into. I know I had to clear the unworthiness, not good enough core wound to the opposite of the I am worthy. And now only myself, know that I'm the only one that can deem myself worthy, because it's always going to come down to what I do in this now moment.
Yeah, in this now moment, it really is. So you're using the language from this amazing podcast series discussion that you and I are having called Living Beyond the Core Wounds. And I'm so happy to cross market right now because it is such a transformative listen. And I urge and encourage people to find this podcast and to pay attention and show up with a pen and pad like I'm doing still here. This is what I do when I, whether I'm interviewing or whatever, I write my notes and I learn and I grow. So you said you can use your consciousness to be in charge of yourself right now to say to myself right now, something that I do say to myself right now, Cornelia. I call this my seminal two-part seminal soul question. Who do I want to be and how do I want to be? So for example, going to the gym, having what I call self-agency to not regress, to not feel stale, stalled, and stuck, to merge, you know, collapse the timeline, to merge with who I want to be. So in the moment that I might get the dog on the leash and go out for a walk, even if it's raining, or, you know, do something that's healthier. For example, in my own self-care accountability group, there are several people who have chosen the creative bucket for their self-care. And I'm learning from them. Somebody's crocheting, somebody's drawing, somebody's doing sign language, other people are doing other things. And I'm like, what's my creative? Yeah. And so in the exact example of what you're talking about, I collapsed the idea by asking myself this question. You said use your own consciousness. I said to myself, well, what creative could I do? I'm not a painter. I'm not this, but you know what? I happen to need candles right now. And somehow it was put in my mind, oh, I think you can make candles. And so I went out and I bought materials and I invited my daughter to come over and we're going to make candles.
Oh, that's great.
And that is an example of coming into your self-agency by what you are saying, evolving, by using your consciousness, asking yourself questions so that you can move and create this vibration of who you are becoming. And that is the evolving space, correct?
Yeah, correct. And I just want to highlight one thing, that in this sacred now moment, are you feeling happy with yourself? Are you feeling good about yourself? Are you feeling happy about your body? Like, do you feel good about your body? And, you know, then use Susan's tool of merging with the future self, talking to your future self. I know for me, what my future self, per se, the vision of that, it's very clear. It's stronger. It's very clear. It's stronger. So I'm strong. I'm healthy. So then in my life, I set up my exercises, my walks, and everything to meet that need that I have, because I feel best when I feel best when. And if you can ask yourself, when do you feel best? I feel best when. That's why. And I'm happy with myself right now. I'm happy with my body because I am taking action on those things we just talked about.
Well, for full disclosure, listeners and viewers, some time ago, maybe it was a year, maybe it was 2 years, I don't remember when it was. I remember when you said, I want to a few years ago now, I want to start with weights again.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that you know, it's some time ago, you said, yeah, I used to use weights. I loved it. I want to do it again. And here you are in Dr. Karen Lubin's group, you know, using weights, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So, and that to me feels good. And I want to get even better. At some point, I could even see myself being a competitive in the future. I could see myself being competitive, you know, entering a competition of some sort. That is something that I could totally see myself doing, because I just want to see feel my body in that way. So that's
well, what I mean. In the last minute, I want to say two things. One is, when you're in the competition, we'll bring you back. We'll have another conversation. Cool. And two, the place that I want to leave this discussion is what you just said, the words you said, which were the vision of my future self.
I am.
Right. Yeah. And that really is what it's about, folks. You know, Cornelia has spoken with us about consciousness. She's spoken with us about the thoughts that we have, the actions we take, the evolving, you know, moving into who we want to be, merging, you know, the then to now. And finally, here we are talking about the vision. And this is the exact thesis. You know, what is the vision? I too have a vision of being a stronger self. So I do go to the gym 2 times a week. I fail sometimes. Sometimes I don't.
I do too.
Yeah. But I have a vision, see, of having, you know, a stronger self. And so we want to invite you to join us on the Stronger Self train. Cornelia, as always, it's such a pleasure to speak with you. Thank you for joining me on this Dear Future Self podcast. When you are in a competition and you are preparing for your competition, you will come back and we will remember this date today and merge, collapse the timeline to say, here I am competing in some kind of.
Yeah, that'll be so fun. That'll be so fun. Thank you, Susan. Thank you for having me. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Always a pleasure. See you soon, friend.